Oh, baby, how you like? Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning. Thank you for joining me. We've got a great show lined up here for you. Chris Hecox with Opening Nights will be with us. We've got futurist Simon Anderson will be with us. And Brian Moran talking about Hopewell Senior Care, learning about how that's impacting the whole medical community. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. Their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars too. You're gonna love it.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts. Everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, my dear friend. We're glad you have tuned in and are looking forward to in the next 2 hours of one of the best little radio shows in Tallahassee. And I can say that because, you know, like you, I consume a great deal of radio and television and online media activities and, you know, I kind of look around to see what everybody else is doing from time to time. And sometimes I try to pay attention to that stuff, but most of the time I just do what I like. And apparently some of you do like that too. And I'm grateful. It's certainly great to have you a part of the whole experience here. But, you know, the business of bringing you this show is really about talking with the people who we think are really cool people, possibly, and doing very cool things, more likely, that make Tallahassee even more better and better for not just a few, but for all in many cases, hopefully. Things like the Gain Street revitalization, and that has been argued up and down one side and the other. It's happened, and it continues to happen, you know, and then you'll, if you haven't been down that way lately, you know, the garage is on Gain Street now as part of that whole experience, and it's a retail center. And there's about a half a dozen startup businesses that are in there as tenants, and they are adding to what is already a college town vibrancy. And just reading from some of the comments out of Tallahassee Democrat Tamiran Waters writing about this. Dean Minardi is the owner. He spent about $1 million renovating the place and designed it to attract local entrepreneurs. And you've got people like, what's it called, Gabe Grass, who is a co-founder of Grasslands Brewing Company. See? So it used to be the home of McGowan Lighting, if you remember, some of you folks who've been around as I have for the last number of decades in Tallahassee. And, well, okay, so not only a revitalization, but a reuse of an existing building that better fits what now defines that whole area. And if you recall, we had our good friend Commissioner Brian DeLoge on last Saturday. If you missed that, by the way, go to the website and listen to the comments from Commissioner DeLoge talking about how Gain Street and its progress economically and its reshaping, redefinition fits into this larger concern. How do we make Tallahassee more attractive, more beneficial to its current citizens and residents, but as well to those who are looking at us from a distance and thinking, maybe I ought to work, live, play in Tallahassee. Maybe I can contribute in some fashion. Or gosh, you know, I just finished my 4 years at Florida State or FAM, or I've got my degree over here at TCC. Maybe I ought to stay on, get hired at some local company, and make my home Tallahassee, Florida. That's kind of the idea, isn't it? I think so. And thereby, what do? We reshape the way in which, or redefine the way in which Tallahassee operates. And part of that is improvements on existing solutions that are unduplicated. And some work, some don't. But that's the whole messy nature of creativity, is it not? And so we are delighted to bring to you those folks from time to time who are engaged in that. People like Vincent Hunt and, you know, even Ryan Kapinski, who came up with this Google Glass solution. Well, Google Glass didn't quite go the way everyone hoped it would, at least people like Ryan. But kudos to his willingness to give it a shot, give it a try. And a lot of those conditions were well beyond his control. I mean, you know, he was creating an app, or did create the app for the use of those who own a pair of Google Glasses. Google Glasses, whatever. Wearable technology, and it didn't just didn't catch. And so, hey, that happens, right? Meanwhile, a lot of other things have caught on. Point Catcher is a great little idea. Barbara Westcott over there, we've had her on the show. And how about William McCluskey with his neat little web solution, Proper Channel? I mean, that's a great solution for those of us who are absolutely perplexed with how to deal with large institutional settings, large institutions like the IRS or like your financial aid office at your university. How do you get your driver's license renewed? Well, this Proper Channel is a way of relying on the experiences of other folks who have gone before you. Brilliant. Like a Wikipedia sort of thing. And it's a living document. You can contribute as you learn more about the process. You can add your thought to this great little Proper Channel flowchart. Anyway, William McCluskey, another good example. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know, we continue to try to bring you people who are engaged in all of those other elements of the community. And so today we've got our very good friend, Chris Hecox, Christopher, the executive director for Opening Nights, and yes, a provision of Florida State University. It's part of their whole operation. But I will say that with his tutelage and his guidance and his administration and his insight into the marketplace of fine art, entertainment, performing arts, he has brought to this whole enterprise a pretty impressive lineup of talent through not just seven opening nights, 7 days of, but throughout the season, throughout the year. And so we're going to get caught up with Chris here later in the show. He'll be with us in the second hour, so be sure to stay with me for that. And in that regard, we have for you Events in a Minute, which you recall will summarize all of those cool things happening for you this week and next. And to bring us that report, we have the very wonderful Katie Gibson standing by. So with this week's Events in a Minute, here's Katie Gibson.
Unleash Your Inner Artist. In collaboration with Tallahassee's Opening Nights events, today kicks off the Department of Art Education's month-long community mural painting on Gaines Street. Find them on Facebook for specific painting dates and times. Perfect your duck calls at the St. Mark's National Wildlife Refuge, WHO, Wildlife Heritage and Outdoors Festival, going on until 4 p.m. today. Enjoy live music, face painting, animal encounters, and more. The Share the Love event is going on at Mission San Luis today from noon to 4 for you to make valentines, try your hand in archery, enjoy scavenger hunts, a photo booth, and watch a reenactment of highlights of a historic Indian-Spanish wedding set in the year 1703. Calling all runners, the 41st annual Tallahassee Marathon and Half Marathon is tomorrow, starting at 7:30 a.m. from FSU's campus. In college sports, stop by FSU Baseball Fan Day today, starting at 11 a.m. for a chance to meet the players. Then be sure to cheer them on Friday in their season opener against Oakland University at 4 p.m. Also this Friday marks the season opener for FAMU baseball versus Marshall University at 4 p.m. as well. In other sports, FSU softball is at FAMU Tuesday at 6, FSU women's basketball plays Miami tomorrow at 2, and FSU men's basketball plays Duke Monday at 7 p.m. This has been your Events in a Minute. For more information, visit our website at TallahasseeTalks.com. I'm Katie Gibson.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We have in the business spotlight today, Keisha, and she is talking with us about a new business, relatively new, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we have learned is called With Love Events. And we thought, well, hey, you know, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And why not talk with somebody who's in the love business? So if we have With Love Events talking to us about that, might be a good opportunity to learn about the business. And Keisha, you started this company, didn't you?
I did. I started along with two of my sisters. Mm-hmm. And we've always sort of loved desserts. We love sweets. And we also loved planning events. And so we decided to start the business together.
How long did that take you to kind of come to that conclusion?
It took us about a year.
Yeah.
After I planned my own wedding. And we saw that we both, all of us sort of loved
really liked doing it.
So we started thinking about how we could grow it even more.
So now you've got your own website going there. And let's see, I wanted to check that out. Okay, so it's awithloveevent.com.
Yes.
Awithloveevent.com. So you have to get the letter A in there.
Yes.
Withloveevent.com. And we learn immediately that With Love Events is the premier candy buffet and event styling company in Tallahassee. And their philosophy is that events styled and designed with love are opportunities to share feelings of joy, express love and appreciation, or reflect your passion. And then they go on to tell you that they provide the designer buffets, including candy, desserts, drinks, and small bites. They do event designing and styling. What's that all about, event designing and styling?
Well, normally business of our type would usually say event planning, but we sort of think of it as more of just starting with the design. And so we like the idea of event designing and styling because we can take any sort of event and sort of add the special details
that's cool.
Necessary to kind of make it a good event.
And officially, the business has been around for how long? How long have you been in business?
About 3 years now.
Okay.
Going on 3 years.
So that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a magic number in startups. If you can get past that third year, there's a good sign that you've got some traction and, you know, your clientele. Are you pretty much local then, or have you been able to go out and do other parts of the area or region?
We are pretty much local. Mm-hmm. We do all of the Big Bend. So we have done some events in Georgia, in South Georgia.
Yeah.
But most of our events have been here in Tallahassee, Monticello area.
What's the biggest event you've done thus far?
The biggest event we've done so far was a wedding that we did in October of 2012. And it was out at Southwood House. It was a really nice event. And I think that's the biggest event that we've probably done so far.
What's the smallest event you've done?
The smallest event, we provide cake pops. So the smallest event probably would have been just a cake pop order
for a baby shower. Kind of thing.
Or
a baby shower. Well, cool.
Yeah.
So I don't have to be getting married. I don't have to just have a birthday. You can kind of do anything in between, mm-hmm. along with the big and the small. Huh?
Yeah.
So for corporate events, if I've got a business myself and I want to have some kind of an after hours event, mm-hmm. you're into that?
Yes. We definitely sort of do, I want to do more corporate events. Right now it's been more sort of social events, but definitely corporate events. We can come in and do dessert bars, candy bars as an appreciation to your employees. We can also do Christmas parties, any kind of sort of corporate event. We can offer something to make it even more special.
I noticed, too, that you've listed here on the website customized favors and mm-hmm. packaging. Tell mm-hmm. me about that.
So it can be a food favor or it can also be a non-food favor. We do candles. We can do cake pops, of course. We also have sort of other mini dessert options that you can sort of package into cute packaging to sort of give your
little
employees.
Handouts, favors and such, party favors.
Yep.
Very cool. So if you were thinking about this business, let's say 3.5-4 years ago, right? And here it's you and your two sisters. That in and of itself to me is intriguing because mm-hmm. family sometimes can get a little tough, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You guys get along well?
We do. Like my sisters are my best friends. So having the business along with them has been sort of a treat and it has brought us closer. So it's always sort of that disagreement about things, but we always remember our motto, with love, and that kind of sort of structures our interactions.
Do you have other folks working with you in addition to the three of you?
It's pretty much just the three of us, and my brother also helps out.
Right.
And my mom, she's also a floral designer, so she kind of helps out as well.
So you've got some resources there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, this is the way in which we like to highlight Tallahassee's entrepreneurial spirit. And here we have Keisha, who has decided to bring to us this good news about a business that she and her sister started now almost a little better than 3 years ago, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the company is With Love Events, and their subtitle on the website is Bringing Sweet Design to Life. That's clever, too. Again, the website is awithloveevent.com. I'm sure if you just Google With Love Event, Tallahassee or whatever, you'll find them that way. What do you see in the future? Where do you go from this point? Are there some ambitions there about how you want to grow the business?
Yeah, and like I said, we definitely want to get more into some of the corporate events, and that's sort of our next step, to kind of reach out to more businesses to let them know we're here and how we can sort of help them appreciate their employees and also sort of showcase what they provide. So definitely in the future, that's one of the things that we want to concentrate on.
You know, oftentimes we talk to business owners about the most challenging aspects of the business that mm-hmm. they're involved in. And it varies. You know, sometimes it's cash flow, sometimes it's cost of sale,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's personnel or human relations issues, HR kind of stuff. What do you find most challenging about being in business?
The most challenging has been sort of just getting our name out there. It's a lot of event planning businesses in Tallahassee, and sort of knowing sort of our niche and so what we can provide. And we think we can provide something special that's sort of on a smaller level, but also a personalized level that always has the idea about love behind it.
And with that, what do you think is your niche? What makes you even more special, you think, than other event planners?
I think it's just our personal approach to any type of design or to any type of event, making sure that we listen to what our customers want. That's sort of what makes us unique
is
sort of that
proposition.
Sort of telling us.
Yeah. So here we have Keisha Henry. The company, again, is With Love Events in the business spotlight here, Tallahassee Talks. Thank you, Keisha.
Thank
you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
A real pleasure. Folks, we'll be back right after this. Have you heard about TallyConnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. TallyConnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their TallyConnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. TallyConnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we are talking with Brian Moran, who is with Hopewell In-Home Senior Care here in Tallahassee, a Tallahassee-based company that provides, just as it says, in-home senior care, but a whole lot more, too. We're going to find out all about that as we welcome Brian Moran to the show. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you, Brian, for having me.
Nice to see you. Well, you're still doing this. That's the remarkable thing for me is that, you know, I remember when you had gotten started here a few years back. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, just about the time, maybe a little before, that the economy just went south on us. And so, like so many startup businesses in that era, you've survived. You pushed through. You found a way to win. And man, as a Tallahassean and Tallahassee business owner, that is worth celebrating, and we like to celebrate that. So congrats.
Well, thank you very much. We we have survived, and we've thrived in a down economy, which is very unusual.
It is interesting,
because senior care or caring for your parents, you know, healthcare doesn't go away even in times of recession or downturns in the economy.
Well, and we've been talking about these kinds of issues in relation to changes in IRS tax code and Obamacare and all that sort of thing. So quite timely that you have some opportunity with us here to bring us up to date. How has, in your view, how has not only the recession, we'll say, but changes in healthcare and particularly Obamacare affected people and affected your business, do you think?
Okay. Well, first thing is there's a lot of information out there about what home health care is. Mm-hmm. And we are often confused. Hopewell is a private duty in-home care company. So how that differs from home health care is that home health care is paid for usually by Medicare or private insurance companies. Mm-hmm. When a nurse comes to your house or a physical therapist comes to your house, those are services that are paid for under Medicare, which is, of course, government program or private insurance. The difference being is that the caregivers that we send out for extended periods of time to help the same patients and people are generally paid for through the individual's personal savings or long-term care insurance plan. So Obamacare has not really affected us, or cuts to Medicare has not really affected the private care business as much as it has home health care and hospital reimbursement and hospice reimbursement. In those areas, we've seen a lot of changes.
So there's a distinction then between home health care, as you've described it, and in-home senior care. I'm not clear as to what the difference
is. That's a beautiful thing. If, for example, your mother falls and breaks her hip, she will go to the hospital, have a hip repaired, and then most likely she'll transfer after 3 or 4 days to the rehab center for about a 2-week stay, all of which is usually paid for under Medicare's program.
I see.
From when she gets out of the rehab center, in this example, she will go home with home health care. in most cases. And the home health care, she will have a nurse come out to assess the wounds, see how her pain level is doing, see if she's taking her medications correctly, staying on track with the doctor's orders.
So it's in that way, it's an extension of the hospitalization.
Correct. That's the home health care part. Yeah. And they also have physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, social workers. The part that they do is limited because of reimbursement. They generally spend about 1 hour with the patient, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 days a week for 1 hour. And that is the part that what Medicare will pay for over about a 4 to 6 week period. The part that's missing for a lot of people and where Hopewell fills in is we are the ones who come in for 3, 4, 6, 12 hours, 24 hours a day, a caregiver that will spend time doing the things that Medicare won't reimburse them for, such as house cleaning, such as walking the dog, such as meal preparation, such as taking them to the doctor's office. Those are things that Medicare will not pay for, are not reimbursed, and so therefore we've had companies like Hopewell develop because there is a need for that to
kind of fill the gap there.
Correct, exactly.
And as such, then, are those folks who look to you for help aware of that gap most often? I mean, they go into a situation, mom's been injured, she's in the hospital, we're going to have to find some additional care, or does this come at them as a sort of aftershock?
It usually comes as an aftershock or a traumatic event that triggers it. Mom has fallen, or dad has had a stroke, or Alzheimer's is becoming a problem, and then families are thrust into a situation that they have to deal with. And so the services that we provide take a load off of the family, is an alternative to nursing home placement, is an alternative maybe to assisted living.
I see.
And so therefore we want our parents, we want our elders to be able to age in place safely, with dignity, and securely.
Yeah, in fact, that makes sense too when you think about it. Your mother, father is aging. She's not ready to relocate.
Correct.
She wants to stay in her home, but she needs assistance. And so you're there to say, hey, you know what? We can make that happen against the cost of paying for another facility. If I have her in an assisted living care facility, your costs are less, I would imagine?
Can it be about
the same?
It can vary. For example, your average assisted living can range from $3,000 a month all the way up to $10,000 a month, depending upon the facility, depending upon what type of care he or she is getting. And so it can be very costly. And plus there's the relocation. You have to move into an apartment. You have to change the lifestyle a lot. So that's a very traumatic event for a lot of seniors. And so what Hopewell offers is we bring the caregivers to the patient. And that can be for, you know, as little as 3 hours a day, up to 24 hours a day, depending upon the person's need. If they are that example I used with your mom and her and her hip, and she just might need some assistance getting in and out of the bathtub every day for a couple hours, someone to help her with breakfast, and then she's up and moving and walk the dog and take out the trash. But then after that, she's fine. So we can do it.
In some really cases, customized
it's customized care.
That's
so
cool.
So it doesn't have to be a $3,000 or a $5,000 payment. It can be, you know, $60 a day.
Talking to Brian Moran here, he is the, I guess, the owner.
I'm one of
founder,
the owners. I'm one of the
director.
I'm the director of marketing.
Bottle washer for Hopewell in-home senior
you
care.
You name it.
Based here in Tallahassee with another office in Thomasville, a Tallahassee-based business. And you, professionally, you're a registered nurse.
Correct.
Yeah. And so prior to you doing this, you had a career in nursing.
Yes.
How did that transition for you? How did you decide to go in this direction?
Well, nursing has been a great field, and it offers a lot of diversity for people. I mean, if you're an accountant, you're pretty much going to be dealing with numbers and tax forms and things like that. In the nursing profession, I started out as a psychiatric nurse in Bellevue Hospital in New York City. and then also came to Florida and worked on the regular floor in the hospital.
I thought I recognized you. You were the guy trying to take care of Jack Nicholson.
That was, yeah. I was in there as a nurse, not as a patient.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Well, no, that would have been me.
easy to make that mistake sometimes. But that career, that was a tough job. And after a year, I needed to make a change and then went to, intensive care nursing. Mm. I did some...
All of that was still in New York then?
No, I actually came down to Florida State.
Now, how did that happen? What got you to Florida?
I was, I was living in New York, and I was 20 years old.
Tired of the snow.
I was tired of the cold, as you probably can relate. So my brother was in the military down in Jacksonville, and he said, come on down to Florida
Check
State.
It out.
And I said, I'm signing up. And that was 30 years ago.
So, wow. Yeah. Wow. Folks, this is what we love to do. We find out what makes people tick here, and we haven't yet figured that out with this man, but we're doing our best. Brian Moran, our guest this morning, glad that you're with us. And by the way, check us out on Facebook. Go to Facebook and then simply type in Tallahassee Talks. We'll be looking for you.
For over 40 years, Marvin McFate has been building houses and helping families build their dreams. He's helped Tallahassee grow, too, by building a company based on three simple ideas: dedication, tradition, and innovation. It's a company dedicated to building homes that'll last for generations with time-tested methods and a clear understanding of how to make homes more efficient with modern innovations. Today, Vanguard North stands as a symbol of the best in home building and home renovation. So, here's to you, Tallahassee, and all the families that Vanguard North has had the privilege to serve. Thanks for letting them share in your dreams. You keep on growing, and they'll be here to help you do it with homes you love to live in today and for all your tomorrows. Vanguard North, home builders and renovators, on the web at vanguardnorth.com. Marvin McFate, he's a bit of a dreamer. He's okay with that.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So the question, of course, is if you are faced with providing care for a member of your family, oftentimes elderly, but not necessarily, you might have a son or a daughter that has been injured and is at home, and that hospitalization extended care has run out, perhaps, or wasn't even available. But for whatever reasons, you're looking for in-home care. And so we have Brian Moran talking with us about Hopewell In-Home Senior Care. Do you have those that you care for who are not seniors?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We put the senior care in there because that's about 90% of the population we serve.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do have...
Reasonably.
Yeah. We do have, young people with cerebral palsy,
yeah,
with muscular dystrophy,
yeah,
with multiple sclerosis,
mm-hmm,
and other conditions, traumatic brain injury.
And that
patients.
In and of itself is a huge burden. We have a family member, a nephew of mine, who my wife's family, mm-hmm, who is victim of CP,
mm-hmm,
and is now an adult, but mm-hmm, his mother and father cared for him,
yes,
all of their lives. They've now, mm-hmm, deceased. So now the burden lays with his two brothers.
Yes.
And it's
taxing.
Huge. I mean, yeah, that's a full-time job.
It is, Brian. And you're I'm talking to you as if you were a typical patient who calls me and, mm-hmm, is experiencing what we call caregiver burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And caregiver burnout is a symptom. It's not, you can't diagnose it. There's no x-ray or blood test for it, but it is a symptom of being a caregiver.
Mm.
And being a caregiver is an act of love, but that act of love has consequences.
Mm.
And the consequences are that you can emotionally and physically drain yourself to the point that you become your own worst enemy.
Mm.
And we see it a lot with people that are caring for their spouse or their mother or father, and they don't want to share the care. They don't want to let anybody else do anything, or they don't think anybody can do as good a job. And what ultimately happens is these people burn out. Yeah. They stop going to the doctors themselves. They're socially isolated. They lose their friendships because they're caring all the time. They suffer from depression statistically at about 4 times the rate of the normal population.
Wow.
Yeah. And
now they're starting to develop physical health issues.
Correct.
Because that all is connected.
There was a couple of studies that came out that said that if you are caring for a person, particularly Alzheimer's, that you are, you will probably, the morbidity is higher for you than it is for the patient because of caregiver stress. And it's just like anything. If you are stressed, your blood pressure goes up, your diabetes, your blood sugar goes up, and your use of antidepressants go up. So all those things factor into a cauldron for a bad recipe for an outcome for the caregiver. So what we try to do, and we try to educate, and forums like this, the radio show are fantastic because it lets people know that they're not alone and that there are steps you can do to mitigate some of the stress of being a caregiver.
Yeah. I'm reading from your website, and it says Hopewell In-Home Senior Care specializes in caring for senior citizens in their home or other place of residence and provide medical, non-medical care, including things like bathing and dressing and assistance with medications, preventing falls and preparing meals, light housekeeping, all kinds of things that go into that daily activity. And I can tell you personally, my wife broke her foot back early part of December. It was misdiagnosed, and so we thought it was a bad sprain.
Yeah.
And they finally ran an MRI 7 weeks later while she's been in agony, right? Found out they had something like 30 or 40 fractures that they found in looking at the MRI. Well, once they got the cast on, things started to improve for her considerably. She hadn't been able to work since that injury occurred. And being at home, now fortunately I have one offspring still at home, but she's graduated from college and ready to take off. And yeah, I can see it, you know, the reorientation, you know, that all of a sudden mom is just not able.
Yes.
And a lot of those daily tasks that she normally would be doing, they're not getting done.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if I'm working here 10, 12 hours a day, which is not uncommon, and I get home, you know, it's 7 o'clock before I hit the door, and the kitchen's a mess, and nothing's been done, and she can't function. You know, so with that, I say to those of you who are listening to this, if you can identify with my plight, come on over to the house tonight, by the way. I'm serving. And if you'd like to help me clean up, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Or, better yet, you can get a hold of this man, Brian Moran, who is our guest this morning, talking about Hopewell In-Home Senior Care. When you think about changes in healthcare, think about how different things are now, or are they just the same? I mean, this is an area of, we'll call it medicine, loosely speaking, or healthcare, that has, to me, has sort of emerged in the last number of years. You know, as a kid, I don't, you know, you went to the old folks' home, you went to a convalescent center.
I remember doctors coming to my house when I was a child.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how old, not that I'm that old, but.
There again. So for you, as you look at this industry and where we are in terms of healthcare at large, it just seems like the general sentiment is that America's healthcare system is messed up, you know, and we've been participating in some of that confusion too, with regard to my wife's injuries. But what's your perspective?
Well, healthcare is changing, as you know, Brian. Like I said, doctors used to make house visits. Nurses used to spend more time in the with patients. And because of the run-up in healthcare costs, insurance companies, hospitals, home healthcare companies, everybody is looking for ways to maximize seeing more patients with less resources. So consequently, your average doctor spends about, I think it's 7 or 8 minutes with a patient last time I checked into that. home health care, generally, a nurse will generally see 6 or 7 patients a day in an 8-hour day with a lunch. And in the hospital, the average length of stay that hospitals generally shoot for is 4 days, less than 4 days. So whether it be an appendicitis, or brain surgery, you know, the average length of stay in an acute care hospital is about 4 days. So you can see that healthcare is changing. The future looks like a lot of telemedicine, where patients will call in or email into the doctor or nurse. We're seeing the use of physician extenders, as they're called, nurse practitioners. Seems like every doctor has a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant to help extend the reach of medicine, but also try and limit the costs. So we're seeing those type of changes. And where we fit in is a niche that is a result of that. Because of a lot of the cutbacks in healthcare, families are wanting more care at home. They want more hands-on assistance, and that's the area that we fit the bill for.
Brian Moran, our guest this morning, talking about senior care and his company, Hopewell In-Home Senior Care. You can find him online, hopewellcare.com. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Brian.
A pleasure. And folks, stay with me. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got ABC News, and we'll be back. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Have you heard about tallyconnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. Tallyconnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their tallyconnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. Tallyconnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We are back here in the second hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. I'm grateful that you have decided to join me on this lovely Saturday in Tallahassee. And gosh, we've got Valentine's Day coming up a week from today, huh? So let's think about all of our sweethearts out there that we want to remember with lovely things to do and give and say. If you're short on any of that stuff, check in with us here, because we got all kinds of neat stuff for you to say and neat ideas for things to do. You know, it's our pleasure to talk with folks around town who we oftentimes find out are doing those very cool things that make Tallahassee just a, you know, better place to live and do business and raise a family and all that. So we've got Chris Hecox. He's going to talk about our upcoming events. We've got opening nights. In fact, they have a show tonight he'll be talking about. But as you recall from the first hour, we had Keisha Henry with this neat little thing called With Love Events. And she does, she and her sisters started this business. You can learn more about that, by the way, if you'll go back to our website. TallahasseeTalks.com is a great little resource for you. And, of course, we have there our event calendars, and so you can catch up on those happenings around town. And Katie Gibson is going to be here in just a second or so. We'll talk with Katie. She's going to bring you events in a minute, which will kind of bring you up to date on some of the more notable happenings around town. I like to do that for you from time to time by creating an opportunity for people to participate, to be customers of, employees of, vendors for, that economic contribution is sizable. And we all know this, most of us know this, that small business really forms the backbone of American economy. It's been said over and over again. It's not the big corporate giants. It's the people like Keisha Henry that are doing their thing, or Brian Moran, who was also with us in the first hour, created this Hopewell senior care services, right? In-home senior care, Hopewell. What a great idea that has now served, I don't know, probably thousands of folks in their history thus far. And they're a relatively young company, and they've got an office up there in Thomasville as well as Tallahassee now, doing a great job. This is what makes this town particularly, I think, special, in that people really work well together at that level. A lot of networking goes on. And for its part, Alcom is doing that too. We're going to be hosting some networking events here at the offices and studios of Alcom. So I'll keep you apprised of that as that occurs. And we should give a shout out to our good friend and all the folks at Freedom 93, Will Dance, celebrating a one-year anniversary. We had the chance to hang out with Will and all the good folks at 93.3 FM in Tallahassee, Barry Kay and company. Freedom 93, our home station for Tallahassee Talks, and delighted to be a part of that lineup. And congratulations to Will Dance, the Pirate Hunter. Many of you know him that way. Does such a great job for him over there, weekday mornings. And so, congratulations there for their one-year anniversary. Well, I'll tell you, too, that we have coming up in, right after this, I've got Simon Anderson joining us. And Simon is, as you recall, a futurist, an author, a guest speaker, a lecturer, somebody who is brought to the mic anytime you have folks in the business of trying to figure out what is on up ahead. And so he has been on the national circuit considerably over the last several years. So Simon will be bringing us his installment of Future Now, is the name of the feature, with Simon Anderson. And we do that occasionally with him so that we can scare all the little kids in the room. No, so that we can find out more from Simon's perspective how technologies are changing the way in which we not only do business, let's say, but how we live our lives, how we consume media, how we make purchases, how we relate to one another. My goodness, the impact of social media and all of those apps now that have become resident and expected to be part of our smartphone usage. I mean, goodness. So he'll be talking at length about some of his most recent observations and those things that he wants to bring to our attention. That's Future Now with Simon Anderson coming up right after the break. Incidentally, too, if you are paying attention, you know that in Tallahassee, sports, big part of the whole community, big sports town, Florida State football particularly, of course. Signing day was this last week. Florida State football respectfully stood up and said, hey, we think we can do pretty well here. And they did for themselves. And we're going to get caught up with that probably in the weeks ahead, probably in the next week or two. We'll have Tim Linnefelt come back to us now that we're in a post-signing day environment. But ESPN gave them high marks. They came up there, I think, in ranked number two in terms of how they did with the recruitment of talent. And on that score, let me point out, too, that our good friend Pete Carroll out there with the Seattle Seahawks has certainly taken it on the chin, and just about every other body part that was available in terms of his decision to make this monumental call there at the close of the game. I have a lot to say about that. I'll spare you my diatribe at the moment. But I'll say this. Pete Carroll is a CEO. He was charged with the job of making a tough call. He made the call. It didn't go the way he wanted it to go. And there were some other errors that occurred following that that you can't blame entirely on Pete Carroll. But it points to how quickly we turn. And I would say to all of us, and I would put myself right in the middle of this comment, be careful that we make quick judgments of those in leadership, because after all, that is the spot where the rubber meets the road. And so when you're in a position of leadership, yeah, you make tough calls. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. But you don't give up and you keep going. That's what we're looking for here. We want you to keep going with us. And as we do, let me welcome Katie Gibson, who's going to bring us this week's events in a minute.
Unleash Your Inner Artist, in collaboration with Tallahassee's Opening Nights events, today kicks off the Department of Art Education's month-long community mural painting on Gaines Street. Find them on Facebook for specific painting dates and times. Perfect your duck calls at the St. Mark's National Wildlife Refuge, WHO, Wildlife Heritage and Outdoors Festival, going on until 4 p.m. today. Enjoy live music, face painting, animal encounters, and more. The Share the Love event is going on at Mission San Luis today from noon to 4 for you to make valentines, try your hand in archery, enjoy scavenger hunts, a photo booth, and watch a reenactment of highlights of a historic Indian-Spanish wedding set in the year 1703. Calling all runners, the 41st annual Tallahassee Marathon and Half Marathon is tomorrow, starting at 7:30 a.m. from FSU's campus. In college sports, stop by FSU Baseball Fan Day today, starting at 11 a.m. for a chance to meet the players. Then be sure to cheer them on Friday in their season opener against Oakland University at 4 p.m. Also this Friday marks the season opener for FAMU Baseball versus Marshall University at 4 p.m. as well. In other sports, FSU softball is at FAMU Tuesday at 6, FSU women's basketball plays Miami tomorrow at 2, and FSU men's basketball plays Duke Monday at 7 p.m. This has been your Events in a Minute. For more information, visit our website at TallahasseeTalks.com. I'm Katie Gibson.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. You know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Mary Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The best place for conversation, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome to Future Now with futurist Simon Anderson. Now, usually on Future Now, we discuss just one topic, but today, since it's the beginning of a new year, we'll be discussing trends to watch in 2015. Now, there are a lot of important trends to be aware of this year, but since I don't have all day to talk about it, I've narrowed my list down to just the 10 most important trends. And today, I'll be going over 5 personal trends, and then the next Future Now, I'll go over 5 more global trends. So today, I'll be talking about wearables, entertainment trends, 3D printing, payments and money, and lastly, healthcare trends. So trend number one, wearable technology, or just wearables for short. So what do I mean when I say wearables? Wearables are really just technology that you can wear. That's just a broad definition, but I'm talking about things like fitness tracking devices and smartwatches and more futuristic devices like virtual reality and augmented reality. Now, this trend really started a few years ago with personal trackers like the Fitbit and the Jawbone Up that would track your steps and how many calories you burned and things like that. You might have seen people wearing them around and looking at them to see how many steps they took that day. But I think this year, wearables are really going to become a major trend. And one of the things that points to that is the Consumer Electronics Show earlier this month, where one reporter tried on 59 different wearables at the Consumer Electronics Show. So all kinds of companies are getting into this right now. And wearables are really part of a larger trend called the Internet of Things. And the Internet of Things is just basically connecting everything that can be connected with either internet connectivity or being able to connect to other things. Everything is getting connected now, from your toaster to your refrigerator to your car to your lawnmower. There's even a scale now that will auto-tweet your weight to all of your followers, and a belt called Belty that will automatically expand and contract based on what you ate and how much you exercise. So everything's getting connected now. And two of the reasons that I think that wearables will really take off this year is, number one, Apple, because Apple's going to release their smartwatch in April, and Apple's been the driver for a lot of technology trends, from the smartphone to the tablet and other things. So they're going to release their smartwatch in April. And also, the technology for mobile devices is advancing so rapidly. A good example of that is a company called NVIDIA, which makes chips for mobile devices, and they just announced this month that their new chip for mobile devices will be as fast as the world's fastest supercomputer was in the year 2000. And just a little chip for a mobile device, that's a huge jump in technology. So number two, entertainment trends. For years, we've been hearing that cable is in big trouble, cable TV, and that millennials and Generation Z after them don't watch traditional TV anymore, which is actually true. Millennials are actually now more likely to know who a YouTube star is than a Hollywood star, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. But I think this is the year that people will really begin to cut the cord. And one of those reasons for that is Dish's new Sling TV, which is just announced, which is internet TV. So you can stream TV channels, including ESPN, and it's only $20 a month. So there's really no reason to have cable. And then Sony, HBO, and CBS also all announced that they're rolling out their own streaming services. So it's just one more reason that you don't have to have cable anymore. And of course, you have Hulu Plus and Netflix and Amazon Prime and other ways to watch our favorite TV shows. Now, if you've ever been a Time Warner or a Comcast customer, you're probably not getting too upset about hearing about the demise of cable because of their legendarily bad customer service. But I think they're beginning to really take notice now. And the second part of this trend in entertainment that I'm looking at is with our devices. We have new 4K TVs. 4K TVs are coming up everywhere, which are like ultra high definition television, which is like four times the resolution of regular HD. But a lot of people think it won't succeed because 4K or 3D was a flop, because people don't want to wear the glasses, so they thought the whole thing was a flop. But I really think 4K is going to succeed. And one of the reasons is a lot of the 4K TVs, or probably just about all of them now, are also internet connected. So they have apps and different things connected to the internet right on your 4K screen. I really think that kids in the near future, maybe even the next couple of years, are going to think it's really funny that we had a separate screen for a TV and a separate screen for the internet instead of just having everything through one screen. And I think that 4K is going to help push that. But of course, you still have to get the internet from somewhere, and you can't necessarily just cut your cable company if you also have to use them for the internet. But a lot of new services are rolling out that might help us there too, with Google Fiber and a bunch of other small companies now rolling out internet services. And even some communities are actually rolling out services to people that live within that community. Now, another trend with entertainment devices is augmented reality and virtual reality. And if you haven't had a chance to check out Oculus Rift or the new Samsung Gear VR, I would definitely recommend you do that. And also the new Microsoft device, which is an augmented reality glasses, basically. So it projects another layer on top of the real world, and it's pretty crazy. So I definitely recommend you take a look on YouTube there. So when you think about entertainment, you know, you could go to a movie and pay $15 to go to the movie, and then $15 for snacks. Or if you have a family, it might be like $100. But now people have like a 65-inch 4K TV at their house. It kind of makes you wonder, why would I need to go spend all that money when I can just have entertainment at my house? So I think we'll see some big changes in entertainment. My third trend, 3D printing, one of my favorite trends of all time that I've been talking about for years, is really all over the news a few weeks ago when on the International Space Station, they needed a special kind of ratchet wrench that they didn't have. But because they had installed a made-in-space 3D printer last November, NASA was able to just email them the file, and they printed the wrench right on the space station. Now they've printed 25 different things in the space station. So that's really incredible. When I saw that story, I was really thinking about how much the astronauts on the Apollo 13 mission would have loved to have a 3D printer so they could print whatever pieces they need in their broken spaceship. So the future is really happening now, especially with 3D printing. And people are really starting to hear about it, even though it's actually been around for about 30 years. But 30 years ago, or even 10 years ago, it was still hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a machine, but now it's much, much cheaper. You can actually get a decent machine now for less than $500, and you can get a great machine for just a few $1,000s, which is orders of magnitude cheaper than it was even 10 years ago. And people are doing all kinds of things with 3D printers now. There's nowhere near enough time to talk about the different things that people are doing, but a company called Local Motors just printed a car body at the Detroit Auto Show, I think just 2 or 3 weeks ago. People are working on printing entire houses and just all kinds of different things. But I think 3D printing might be impacting your life in ways that you don't even realize. So making cars safer for years and airplanes lighter. Many dentists are even using 3D printers to make custom crowns and bridges way faster using a scan of the area that needs to get printed. And soon 3D printing could save your life if you need to have surgery, because researchers are working on printing bone and printing skin using stem cells to replace either broken bone or if you have severe burns and things like that. So it could even save your life in the near future. We're also seeing new food printers that are being developed that can print everything from noodles to chocolate. Custom printed. So next time you're at a nice Italian restaurant, you should ask them if they can print you some pasta. And they might be able to. My number four trend is payments and money. So think about this. Do you remember the last time you were standing at a grocery store and the person in front of you was paying with a check and it was just taking forever and you're thinking, why are you doing this? Why are you paying with a check? It's 2014 or 2015. Well, using a credit card might be like that soon. And one of the reasons for that is people are going to start paying with their phones. Apple Pay now is starting to roll out their service so you can just pay for things using your phone. And Google Wallet's been around for a couple of years, and they're growing their service as well. And there's other things, even with the cards themselves. And the U.S. is falling way behind because most of the world has switched over to a system called chip and PIN, where you pass your card over the device scanner and then put in your PIN number instead of signing for it. And I was reminded of how far behind we are last week when I had a speaking engagement up in Canada. And everywhere I try to pay with my debit card, my business debit card, people just look at me funny. I had a waitress look at my card and say, "Oh, an old swiper, old school, huh?" And I thought, wow, that's weird as a futurist having old school technology. In fact, I was at a gift shop and the woman behind the counter did not even know how to use my card, how to swipe it. She had to like figure out on her machine how to swipe the card because it's just old technology to them. So I think we're going to start seeing that shift over to chip and PIN, which is actually really good. Because when you think about it, using a signature is not a good way to do things. I know in these digital signature panels, you look at what you wrote, it's so squiggly. You're like, how can that possibly verify my signature? That doesn't look anything like my signature. So I think this is actually a good shift. And another part of this payments trend that you should really keep on your radar is Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency or digital currency. But that's really a huge topic, so I'll have to save that for another time. So lastly, number five trend, healthcare. A big trend I see in healthcare this year is the availability of more retail clinics and the beginning of a shift to more preventative healthcare instead of just reactive healthcare. So Target and Walmart are beginning to roll out in-store clinics, but I think pharmacies are the ones who really are the most aggressively pushing this trend forward. And late last year, CVS announced that they're going to stop selling all tobacco products, and this is probably going to make them lose like $2 billion a year, but they're really trying to position themselves as a healthcare brand and more towards retail clinics. And another great example of this huge shift is what's happening with Walgreens. Last fall, they announced that they're going to start offering an affordable new blood test called a Theranos blood test, and this just takes a few drops of blood. They can run up to 70 different tests on just a few drops of blood. And it's very inexpensive compared to other blood tests. And also, you get all of your results in a couple hours, not in weeks that you have to wait right now. And they're going to start rolling this out to more and more Walgreens as this gets more popular. So with so many new retail clinics and with new services like Theranos, I think more people will be able to gain control over their own health and maybe even get access to healthcare that they never had before. So I expect this trend toward more retail clinics to continue to gain momentum as people begin to appreciate how convenient and affordable healthcare can be, at least for non-urgent items, you know, just going to a retail clinic instead of having to schedule a doctor appointment and wait in the waiting room and things like that. So thank you for listening to this edition of Future Now with futurist Simon Anderson. I'll be back next time with the second half of my trends for 2015. Now, if you have a topic that you'd like to hear more about, just visit my new website at ventureforesight.com and choose radio topics in the Contact Us page. And always remember, the future belongs to those who create it.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we are here in the last portion of the show, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So good to have you here listening and a part of all that we have talked about today. What a great show we have. But, you know, we kind of save the best for last here because, you know, gosh, you don't want to go out on anything but a high note. And so we've had the wonderful opportunity to have Chris Heacox with us, and he is the director of Opening Nights, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about what's been going on with that fine organization and all that is still yet to come. So good morning, Mr. Heacox.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You're looking well, sir.
Thank you.
Considering all of the abuse you have to suffer being at the helm with Opening Nights and people asking you stupid questions like, how come it's not 7 days of Opening Nights anymore? And I suppose you have some snarky remark stored up just for those folks, but we'll just say that it makes more sense.
Yes.
When in fact Opening Nights goes on throughout the year.
Yeah, it goes on through the whole year, yeah. Correct.
And here we are coming into the last portion of that year with, I think you've got a couple of more shows coming up, and a rather delightful surprise of a film that you're going to talk about. So what's on the calendar right now? What's coming up?
Yeah, tonight we actually have a performance. It's their debut in Tallahassee of La Ballet de Trocadero de Monte Carlo, which is affectionately known as the Trox. Mm. It's the all-male ballet company out of New York. that's been around for about 30 years. And they're doing a tour in February of the state of Florida, and we were lucky enough to grab them. It's just this amazing group of men who dance on point in drag and do ballet its justice by being very athletic and very poised and are just very beautiful dancers, but also poke fun at the ballet world.
Ah.
So it's a night of
a bit of parody.
Yeah, it's a parody. And, you know, but it's serious in the fact that they're serious dancers. They're not up there just flailing their arms and pretending to dance. These are very serious, classically trained dancers. But they like to have fun and they like to jab the serious ballet world, especially the story ballet world.
So maybe those of us who find ballet rather entertaining and enjoyable take ourselves a bit too seriously at times, or at least those in performance do so?
You know, sometimes. And the funny thing about it is the serious ballet world embraces the trucks like you would not believe. So this isn't
they
something
like making fun of themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they understand the So these are guys that are in the world. So it's one of those good natured ribbing type things.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we're really looking forward to having them in Tallahassee and Ruby Diamond. It's the first time, again, I've said that they've been here. Mm. We have
I've seen some of their videos. They really are pretty.
They're hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we have audiences are really stepping up to the plate to come out. The show's almost sold out. I think we'll have a few tickets available at the door.
So. I know ticket sales have been brisk.
You they've been brisk this,
well
year.
This year.
Yeah, it's. I think that making the change to officially calling ourselves a full season, breaking away from the mentality of just being a festival, mm-hmm. although we still do the festival, has helped out tremendously. I can say that. The feedback that I've gotten from our patrons, our audience members and such has been 100% to the positive, and mostly because, you know, people want to have the opportunity to go and see and experience live arts, especially live performing arts, which we do, in other months other than February, honestly. I mean, this is our busy time, but, you know, this is the busy time in the state of Florida anyway. You know, performers tour mostly in February and March down to our state because of, obviously, the weather.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's not getting a whole lot of traffic.
No, and New York and
Boston.
Yeah, so, you know, this is kind of the heyday time for the state. So, again, this is our busy time. But it's still, you know, moving towards a full season and having acts here year round has really helped solidify us as a, you know, a season long performing arts presenter. And again, audiences are reacting to it through buying tickets and attending the events and have told me that they really are happy about that. So we're thrilled.
Do you guys look at your ticket sales relative to the region? So are you getting folks from outside of the metro area?
Absolutely. Yeah. The one that really comes to mind right now is we had the ukulele wizard Jake Shimabukuro here in
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, Somewhere Over the
Right.
And
for those of you who may be uninitiated, you have to go back and watch the movie You've Got Mail, am I not mistaken? Or is it Sleepless in Seattle?
It's one of those
Tom Hanks films.
But he he's an amazing guy, an amazing performer. But, you know, we had people here from South Carolina, Alabama, Central Florida, the Tampa area, Orlando, Jacksonville.
Sweet.
All of Mississippi, even. We had some of Mississippi come in now. And, you know, and these people, it was interesting because I was actually able to meet some of them. They came up to me and said, thank you for bringing them to the area. We've driven 5 hours here, staying in our hotels just to see Jake. So, again, we are an area that is accessible to a lot of other places in the country. And so if we have an act here that's not going to be in another place, we do draw because, again, we're a unified world now with the internet. And if you are a fan of X performer and you're on their social media and their website and you're getting alerts on all these different things, you're going to know about it. And so they'll come down and again, buy a ticket, eat in our local establishment, stay in our hotels. And we are seeing that happen. So it's great.
The cost of doing so relative to what they might be paying, let's say in Atlanta or Jacksonville, Orlando, can be attractive. And so here we sit sort of in the middle of that region, right? Between Pensacola, Jacksonville, Atlanta, Orlando, Tampa. And man, you know, 4, maybe 5 hours, you're in Tallahassee for a great show. And again, at a price that might be fairly competitive against what they'd have to shell out in a larger market.
So. It's always competitive. I always, when I, when I do the pricing for our shows, we make sure that we are at or below market for the region. It's very important to me that we're accessible for our audiences here and that we're keeping our Tallahassee and regional audiences here so they don't have to drive and go see something somewhere else. It'll, so, I mean, if the price is going to be the same as going to Jacksonville, it makes more sense to staying here.
Well, and of course, that for those of you who listen regularly, you know that this is an ongoing theme for us in relation to how Tallahassee is transforming, how it's being transformed. So the question is, hey, what's happening to Tallahassee? Well, if you're paying attention, you know that there is this somewhat decided effort to redefine how Tallahassee is perceived, both introspectively, we'll say, how we see ourselves and how we are seen. And in that regard, it seems to me opening nights is playing very nicely in that whole scenario.
Yeah, I think we're doing our part on that end. And I'll tell you this one story that I've told to actually a number of chamber groups in the last couple of weeks. I'm involved with an organization at the state called the Florida Professional Presenters Consortium. I'm actually the president for the next 2 years, and we are a membership based nonprofit organization of all of the nonprofit state, city, university, college performing arts presenters. So the people like us and the University of Florida's and the big performing arts centers all around the state of Florida. Show X, and you've sold it out, and there's no other place in the state of Florida that would sell that show out. That happens more than people would think. It's because we have amazing residents here. We have a very highly educated population and people that are very interested in participating in live performing arts.
Talking with Chris Heacox, Executive Director for Opening Nights, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
For over 40 years, Marvin McFate has been building houses and helping families build their dreams. He's helped Tallahassee grow too by building a company based on three simple ideas: dedication, tradition, and innovation. It's a company dedicated to building homes that'll last for generations with time-tested methods and a clear understanding of how to make homes more efficient with modern innovations. Today, Vanguard North stands as a symbol of the best in home building and home renovation. So, here's to you, Tallahassee, and all the families that Vanguard North has had the privilege to serve. Thanks for letting them share in your dreams. You keep on growing, and they'll be here to help you do it with homes you love to live in today and for all your tomorrows. Vanguard North, home builders and renovators, on the web at VanguardNorth.com. Marvin McFate, he's a bit of a dreamer. He's okay with that.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, talking with Chris Heacox. We are now upon the last two performances officially for this season. We talked a little bit about the, I'm going to try to say this, Le Ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo.
Is that correct?
Close enough?
Yeah, that's close. We just call them the Trocs.
The Trocs, okay, easy enough. They perform tonight, and then you've got another showing, or you've got this film we're going to talk about, Racing Extinction. What do you want to do first?
Yeah, the Trocs, we're really excited about that show.
That's tonight.
Tonight. We actually have a number of different shows. We're back-to-back for about a week and a half.
Oh, okay.
But the following night on Sunday, we have Bela Fleck returning, doing his Florida premiere of the Imposter Banjo Concerto that was commissioned by the Nashville Symphony. Really excited to bring Bela back, and I think it's going to be a great show.
So that's tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night. Okay. And then Monday night, we have Vince Gill coming into town with the Time Jumpers, which is the Western Swing Band out of Nashville. I don't know if Vince has been here. He hadn't been here in a while, I can tell you that. So we're really excited about bringing Vince here. Tuesday night, we have author Piper Kerman, who wrote the book Orange is the New Black. She's doing a public lecture in the evening and a student lecture for FSU students during the day. Wednesday night, we have organist Cameron Carpenter, who had this international touring pipe organ built for him at a cost of over $1 million that they stick in a truck and tour all over the United States. And he actually has one in Europe that he tours with as well, bringing it to Ruby Diamond Concert Hall on Wednesday. It's the Florida premiere of his touring organ as well. Thursday, we have the King Singers from the UK coming to do an American Songbook performance. And Friday night's kind of the real fun night of the week. We have two amazing brass bands. We have the Dirty Dozen Brass Band out of New Orleans, which is kind of the rock steady brass band that's been doing it for years. And then the first half of the show is a band called Red Barat, based out of Brooklyn. And they're kind of the young up-and-comers kind of more of a younger world music feel, hip-hop, bhangra music, and it's going to be a really exciting night for music. And then Saturday night, we have our Valentine's Prism concert with FSU College of Music Band Program doing their thing. And then Sunday is the movie, and we're going to announce today the movie, which movie we're bringing. Typically, we wait until the day of the movie, but this year we decided we were going to let the cat out of the bag a little bit early, and we're bringing the movie Racing Extinction, which is by director Luis Soyos, who's an Oscar-winning director who won, I believe, the Oscar for Best Documentary in 2012, The Cove. Luis just showed the movie at Sundance this year, and we are bringing it here, and we'll have the first public performance after Sundance in the U.S. and the world. And we're really excited about that. We're getting back to our roots in that, bringing a movie that had never been seen before from Sundance to opening nights.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we're really excited. Louis is coming to present the movie as well. So the movie will perform at about 7:30. And then the movie's about 94 minutes long. And after the movie, our filmmaker in residence and executive director of the Torchlight Program at the College of Motion Picture Arts, Paul Cohen, will be moderating a Q&A with Louis for our audience members.
That's fabulous. And so, this is the guy who is the Oscar winner for the movie
The Cove.
The Cove, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the film itself is a bit of an expose, but it also includes a lot of dramatic features, really looking at, let's call it, humankind's impact on the natural world.
Absolutely.
Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, very much so. And this movie is really an interesting way of presenting the material, in the fact that it's like the way it's been described to me is it's like a real life Avengers movie, but the topic is this environmental issue of global warming and issues with population of sharks and other things as well. But it's a very, very beautiful piece of work. You know, Louis is a photographer and filmmaker for National Geographic, and really has this beautiful eye. So to be able to see this film on a huge screen in high definition in Ruby Diamond Concert Hall is really, really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
That's
and to be able to bring him here as well is pretty cool. So we're really excited to announce that and to have Louis here at the end of February.
So then that's on the 15th.
Right.
Basically a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, if you hadn't noticed, Tallahassee Talks was provided the scoop on that information. I don't even know that you guys have gotten into the newspaper with that.
I don't think so, not yet.
We feel quite special. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Absolutely. My pleasure.
For having the opportunity to tell us all about Racing Extinction Extinction is the film, and Luis Soyos, the director. So, who, as you say, will be here for that particular performance. So now we need to rush to our computers and buy tickets, do we not?
Absolutely.
For that particular showing. And folks, I mean, there is a finite number of seats. If you haven't been to Roomy Time,
there are only 1,260 of them.
You got to look and realize this would be your moment. Don't miss that opportunity. And that's a film that you, when did you first see that film? How did that come across your desk, Wilson?
Yeah, well, Paul Cohen, again, who is the director of our Torchlight program at the College of Motion Picture Arts, and I work together every year on the film.
I see.
So because of what Paul does for the film school, he is going to all of these.
He's a bit more privy than the
rest. He goes to Sundance. He goes to Tribeca. He goes to Toronto Film Festival. Yeah. He's there. So then we talk about film, and if he can get me an advanced copy, he does, and we curate it. And typically, we've been curating it with Jeffrey Gilmore. This year, we did work with Jeffrey, but because of the relationship that Paul has with Louis, we were able to kind of just go directly to Louis and get him here. The other interesting thing about that as well is that two of the first graduates of the Torchlight program from Florida State actually were co-producers on this film as well.
Oh, very cool.
So we have FSU hands.
We got ties.
And ties into this movie. Yeah. And I believe some of those grads are going to come back as well. So again, it's great to bring someone of Louis' stature here to the university and into Tallahassee, but also to have those alums. And I believe one of the alums is actually grew up in Tallahassee as well. It's
very cool.
To bring some of that creative capital
back.
See,
the thing you're missing, Chris, and this is just my, you know, rather humble observation, you need controversy.
Well, always controversy.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, we had to announce a cancellation of a show last week. I mean, that's controversial.
We need one of your principal to get up in the student union and start shouting profanities.
Yeah,
we'd
all do that.
No, I guess not. Folks, this is what we love to do. Chris Hecox, the executive director for Opening Nights, doing just exactly as promised, bringing us some of the finest entertainment, some of the most promising and exciting artists from around the world in a variety of performances. And gosh, from a brass band to a sort of faux ballet, you can't beat it. Opening Nights. Check it out online, openingnights.fsu.edu. And you can also go there and buy tickets for this upcoming film, Racing Extinction. It's a week from tonight at Ruby Diamond Concert Hall. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Brian.
And thank you, folks, for being a part of this wonderful show and for being here every week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, bringing you everything that Tallahassee is talking about this week. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty.
Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars, too. You're going to love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.